works by identifying what is unique and characteristic of Mānuka. So it looks at the chemical profiling and says this is unique and characteristic of Mānuka. We're able to affirm that because we've been able to collect the nectar of the Leptospermum scoparium and then define what is the linkage between the nectar and the actual honey.
And if the process starts from what's unique about the nectar, then could it be used for other really unique types of honey, like Jarrah honey in the west of Australia and other things like that?
Oh, most definitely. And Australia's got some brilliant researchers doing just that. Peter Brooks from the Sunshine Coast University in particular. And so this technique has been shared and this technique has been used. And for every country that's getting into this is able to identify the uniqueness of their own floral plant and give the consumer that confidence that's come from there with their unique names. That is where the marketing proposition stands.
How will it help combat the fraudulent labelling and ripping off of genuine products in overseas markets?
Well, it gives us the science that is transferable and the science that anyone in market can actually test this product and say, yes, that is genuine in honey with its monofloral classification. So you're able to protect investment across the board in all countries and develop a true monofloral industry, which is, again, the most exciting part of it. You can invest in it, protect it and build your own brand equity.
And how much of a problem is that ripping off and fraudulent labelling in overseas markets?
Sadly, honey is noted as one of the more fraudulent products, but it's now come to a value. The value of the honey requires a testing regime that are commensurate to protect that value, and that's what we've been able to achieve. So that's the most important part. Yes, there has been fraud going on. Yes, we've gone ahead, and the UMF Honey Association, I think, has taken a leadership in this to say we need to protect this, and we've done it.
There's already tests for antimicrobial activity to grade Mānuka in terms of its quality, how much antimicrobial activity it has. So will this test sit alongside those other tests?
Definitely. If you look at a label that says what monofloral type is it? Is it tea tree or is it Mānuka? Then you've got your grading. What are the unique properties and other characteristics that build this up? And that's the ungrading. So it forms alongside it and helps protect it. It's like a wine. We know there's Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnays, and I'm told that Australians may have some good reds. So you've got these great wines, and then you have the characteristics that say we have reserves and special years, and it changes year to year. So you've got your grading of your own wine. So where the honey industry is heading to the same style of presentation as the wine industry. It also gives the wine grower, and now the beekeeper, to say, I can represent my region and the unique characters that are behind it. I can stand by the monoflority, and I can stand behind how I express that. So honey is becoming the next wine.
John Rawcliffe is the General Manager of the UMF Honey Association. Australia's largest producer and exporter of honey is well aware of the need to correctly label and protect authentic products. Capilano Honey's Managing Director Ben McKee says their products undergo numerous tests before they hit the shelves.
Yeah, obviously every beekeeper gives us a declaration when they supply the honey, and we undertake some common testing of moisture and flavour and colour, which is characteristic of the Mānuka honeys. And really the big thing is that we undertake an antibacterial activity test, which finds some chemicals like DHA and MGO, which are very specific and are only found in Leptospermum or Mānuka honeys.
It's a problem for winemakers and food exporters in general. For the honey industry, what kind of a problem in overseas markets does false labelling, fraudulent rip-off of trademarks for things like Mānuka, but honey in general, what kind of problem is that for your industry?
It's not an overwhelming problem. I think we've had some rip-off of trademarks, for instance, of Capilano brand. We've been to some markets in Asia where we find our products which aren't ours, which we've had to fix. With regard to honey, specialist honeys like Mānuka, what you can find is sometimes honeys which aren't, you know, 100% Mānuka or get labelled Mānuka, despite the fact it isn't. And as we can do, like, a range of activity tests and antibacterial activity tests to illustrate whether the claims on the packs are or the honey's conforming to that. And that pops up in some markets where people are, you know, I guess, trying to sell an inferior product